Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
In the early hours of March 14th, 2017, an Irish Coast Guard helicopter crashed off the North Mayo coast, killing all four aircrew, Captain Dara Fitzpatrick, Captain Mark Duffy, and the winch team, Paul Ormsby and Kieran Smith. The bodies of the missing winch team are still missing. Early on, investigators ruled out mechanical fault, and there's been one preliminary and one interim report. The draft final report, was completed some weeks ago, and a final report is due to be issued shortly. Lorna Siggins reported on this for the Sunday Times yesterday, and she joins me now. And Lorna, take us back to the North Mayo coast that night, March 14th, 2017, the night of the crash.
Yes, Mary, none of us will probably ever forget where we were when we heard RTÉ reporting that Rescue 116, the Dublin-based Irish Coast Guard helicopter, had crashed and that Captain Dara Fitzpatrick had been recovered from the water and had died. And it was another 10 days before the body of her co-pilot, Captain Mark Duffy, could be taken from the helicopter wreckage, which was located in 40 metres or 130 feet of water just off Blackrock Island, a rock with a lighthouse on the top of it, about 9 nautical miles west of Black Sod Lighthouse on the Mullet Peninsula. And the helicopter had been on its way to Black Sod to refuel during support for a medical evacuation. There were intensive and extensive searches for the winch crew, Paul Ormsby and Kieran Smith, but neither were found, although their life jackets and helmets were found in the following months. And the state's Air Accident Investigation Unit was charged with conducting one of several investigations, and it's the key one. And its preliminary report was issued within a month of the crash, as it was obliged to do. And early on, it had ruled out mechanical fault in the Sikorsky S-92A, which was one of a fleet of helicopters flown from the four Irish Coast Guard search and rescue bases at Shannon, Sligo, Dublin and Waterford.
So Lorna, what did the air accident investigation focus on next?
Well, its role is not to apportion blame or liability, and it makes this very clear in all its reports. Its aim is to prevent accidents happening in the future. And its first preliminary report, which was published in April 2017, stated that the helicopter had pitched up rapidly before its tail and landing gear struck the western end of Blackrock Island, where it was heading to, and it was heading to refuel in Black Sod at the time. And the preliminary report found that the four crew were using a pre-programmed route, which was deficient in key navigational information. For instance, Blackrock Lighthouse was the first waypoint on a semicircular approach to refuel, which took the helicopter out into the Atlantic and back in again. But the coordinates were either deficient or totally absent from their secondary navigational systems. For instance, it wasn't keyed into their enhanced ground position warning system, which is a situational awareness tool. And the report also said that the personal locator beacons in life jackets worn by the pilots had been installed incorrectly due to a difference in interpreting manufacturer's instructions. And it emerged that it was an hour after the first May Day before Captain Fitzpatrick was found in the Atlantic.
And then there was an interim report a year later.
Yes, and there were several primetime reports also. And in the interim report, which was published in March 2018 by the Air Accident Investigation Unit, it referred to its previous safety recommendations on reviewing route guides and on ensuring that the life jacket manufacturer would review instructions for installing the locator beacons. And its three new recommendations included asking CHC Ireland, which is the helicopter company on contract to the Irish Coast Guard, to review its safety management system, and it also called on the Minister for Transport to conduct a thorough review of search and rescue aviation operations in Ireland. And this review has since taken place and a new national search and rescue plan is being rolled out.
So the draft final report, which you reported on for the Sunday Times, is more detailed.
Yes, just to explain that the draft was issued to families and all interested parties with a 60-day period for making submissions with a deadline of November the 11th. And these submissions are, as I understand, being assessed and a final report will then issue in some weeks. There's legislation prohibiting any distribution of this draft, but I understand that the draft final report makes several key findings, including outlining the full extent of the inaccurate charts and previous warnings about inaccurate navigational information and faulty satellite locators on life jackets. And I understand it also believes that Captain Fitzpatrick and Captain Duffy had been awake for more than 18 and 17 hours respectively when their helicopter crashed into Black Rock Island, and they were therefore at risk of fatigue due to the nature of their 24-hour roster system. And I understand that the circumstances of the call-out to assist a crewman injured on a British-registered fishing vessel, which was about 140 nautical miles west of Eagle Island on Mayo, are also analysed, and the investigation believes that protocols were not followed when this tasking was made.
So it began with the call-out on that night.
Yes, the call out from Malin was to the Sligo helicopter, Rescue 118, and then Rescue 116 was to provide secondary communication support. And I understand that no specific evacuation request was made by the fishing vessel at the centre of the mission. That's from analysis of the conversations over the radio, or by Medico Cork, which provides advice via the Irish Coast Guard to vessels at sea in relation to injuries and such like. And the Sligo-based Rescue 118 pilot was under the impression that a medical evacuation had been specifically requested. And when the Air Corps was not available to provide top cover or communication for Sligo, the Dublin-based Rescue 116 helicopter was then requested.
So the Dublin helicopter was providing a secondary role?
Yes, and so the crew wasn't under pressure, and they're all highly trained, of course, but the preliminary report did refer to the fact that the pilots hadn't been in Blacksod in some time. Now, this wouldn't have been an issue if they had accurate navigational information and if they were happy with all their checks, both inside and outside the aircraft, as they were. And they were doing weather checks, and they had considered Sligo initially as a refueling point before they would head west out into the Atlantic. But they were told then that conditions were good at Blacksod, and so this option was selected to save on time and fuel. By the time they reached the West Coast, they took a southerly route to Blacksod, which took them out into the Atlantic and back in again. But at this stage, it had clouded over, and they were descending down to 200 feet, approaching Blacksod. This was the black of night, poor weather, and the lighthouse at Black Rock couldn't be seen as it was below the cloud line, and the lighthouse's own automatic identification system couldn't be picked up on the helicopter systems. The radar, which is the primary navigational tool on the helicopters, obscured Black Rock Lighthouse at a 10 nautical mile setting, and the secondary navigation was either seriously deficient, as we've already been told. And in the case of the winch crew, the system that they had showed only open water in the area where Black Rock Lighthouse and Black Rock Island was on their systems. And then it was absent altogether from the enhanced ground position warning system, which is a situational awareness tool. So they were approaching, they were 200 feet, they were travelling at 90 nautical knots, and they were just 600 metres from this large obstacle when it was spotted by winchman Kieran Smith, and evasion action was taken, but it was too late.
Who was responsible for accurate navigation?
Well, ultimately, it is the state regulator, because it holds responsibility for approving aeronautical charts, and the detail would then be applied by the operator. And in this case, it appears that route guides had been reviewed after Sikorsky 92 helicopters were introduced to replace the old S-61s. But the guides hadn't been fully tested, and they were still a work in progress. And there's a series of waypoints on a pre-programmed route that would take you into a destination. And the first waypoint on the southerly approach to Blacksod Lighthouse was almost coincident with Black Rock Lighthouse at 282 foot. And the route guide that they were using didn't specify minimum altitudes for route legs. And the flight crew believed that a low-level route would provide a lateral separation from obstacles, so they would have plenty of open water. And neither flight crew member, both of whom worked from the Dublin Coast Guard base, had operated recently into Blacksod.
Was fatigue an issue?
Yes, it would appear so, because it's a matter of public record that the Irish Airline Pilots Association, that's the pilots' union, had raised fatigue as a risk in 2009, when the Irish Aviation Authority, the state regulator, was asked to approve a variation to comply with EU Working Time Directive limits. And this variation was introduced into the pilot's 24-hour work roster. And they came under increasing pressure when they were also obliged to respond to both air ambulance and search and rescue. And this variation was dependent on a full fatigue risk management system being in place to protect the air crew. But I understand this wasn't fully in place. And I also understand that a focus on ticking boxes through the reporting system known as SQID, or Safety and Quality Integrated Database, run by the operator, could run the risk of reports being closed out without adequate solutions. And this would mean that you have the law of unintended consequences, where a control measure becomes a target and then it actually becomes a risk in itself. And as a result, key warnings, including those about inaccurate information on Black Sod's route guide, were not fully followed through. And it's understood that the staff told investigators that there was a sort of a culture, sort of a fear of retribution or embarrassment, and maybe a pride factor as well, about the fact that safety reports were made, but maybe not were not always recorded. And staff did report fear of being victimised. And they also said that they weren't always given adequate time for base flight safety meetings, where issues that might come up could be discussed among aircrew. And the fact that Captain Fitzpatrick was on the phone from the time she received the call out at her home that night indicates the pressure crews were under when they were on duty.
And just finally, if we just skip to the recommendations, it's understood that the final report is likely to make many recommendations.
Yeah, at least 40, I understand. And of course, that will depend on the submissions. And the government has already signalled that it is separating regulation from safety within the Irish Aviation Authority. I understand that the investigators also believe, though, that Europe should take a lead in this, and that that may form one of the recommendations in the final report. I did ask for the Sunday Times, I did ask for a comment from the Department of Transport, which oversees the Irish Coast Guard. And it said that until the report is finalised, it would be inappropriate to provide any comment on the matter. And the Irish Aviation Authority didn't respond to my request for a comment. CHC Ireland, the helicopter operator, said that both safety recommendations made in the preliminary report had been actioned, and it remained in dialogue with the Air Accident Investigation Unit, which would provide updates on the website in the fullness of time.
Lorna Siggins, thank you very much indeed for that report.